Welcome to the Word Podcast. The Lord God has given us His Word. Let us learn it. Let us live it. Let us rejoice in it. Spread the Word.
Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you so much for joining with me today on the Word Podcast. Tell you what, we're going to pick up where we left off yesterday with a thought that I threw out there. It's in John chapter 1. And we saw where some leaders, some Levites, some priests, from the priests and Levites, had been sent to John, one we call John the Baptist. And they were asking, "Who are you?" And he said hey, I'm not the Christ. And they asked, "Are you Elijah?" And he said, "No, I'm not Elijah." And they said, "Are you a prophet?" And he said, "No, I'm not the prophet." And so we were just talking about how John was saying, "No, I'm not any of those. I'm just the one," because they said, "Who are you?" "I'm just a voice of one crying in the wilderness, make straight the way of the Lord." So the idea was that they knew that Elijah's coming. John knew that he was not Elijah, but how much did he know? Well, you know, the next verses actually tell us and give us insight on what John was going through. So let's just look at those. John chapter 1, verse 24. "Now, they had been sent from the Pharisees." This is the group that had been sent to inquire of him. Verse 25. "They asked him and said to him, 'Why then are you baptizing if you are not the Christ, the Messiah, nor Elijah, nor the prophet?' And John answered them, saying, 'I baptize in water, but among you stands one whom you do not know.'" So that gives us a bit of a hint right here, okay? Did he mean among you, that among the Pharisees, or among what? Well, the idea is that among you, among this populace right now, there's someone who is alive right now who stands among you that you don't know. Verse 27, "It is he who comes after me, the thong of whose sandal I am not worthy to untie." So we see that by now that John had understood some things, that there were some things that had been revealed to him. And we're about to see in a couple of verses at least one or two of those things that were revealed. He knew that somebody was coming after him. He knew that he was unworthy to even untie his sandal, which culturally speaking just spoke of how much John thought of the one that is to come, okay? That he was not even worthy, John was not even worthy of doing the menial task of removing the sandal from this one, okay? Verse 28, "These things took place in Bethany beyond the Jordan where John was baptizing." And remember, John was across the Jordan River, he's over in Bethany, and he was baptizing unto repentance. He was calling the people to repent. And he was doing what he had told them he was supposed to do, make straight the way of the Lord. He's the one crying in the wilderness, preparing the people for the Lord. So if he's preparing for them in that way, then the expectation is something was going to be happening soon. Verse 29, it said, "How soon?" "The next day." Well, that's pretty soon. There we go. "The next day, he," this is John the Baptist, "saw Jesus coming to him and said, 'Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. This is he on behalf of whom I said, after me comes a man who has a higher rank than I, for he existed before me.'" Now, that's interesting. Let me just stop here with this thought. He existed before me. John was 6 months older than Jesus. And they would have known that. People would have known that. So how in the world could it be that this one, this Lamb of God, existed before John when John was 6 months older? Well, that's the whole point. He's saying, this is the self-existing one. This is the one I told you about. This is the one who is the Lamb of God, the sacrificial Lamb of God, and he's come to take away the sin of the world. He said, he is of a higher rank than I am. He's from a different place, okay? He is something totally different. And then John tells him what happened, verse 31. "I did not recognize him, but so that he might be manifest to Israel, I came baptizing in water." So he grew up with him. He said, "I didn't recognize him. I was just like everybody else." He said, "But I came baptizing in water." Verse 32, John testified and saying this, "I have seen the Spirit descending as a dove out of heaven, and he remained upon him. I did not recognize him, but he who sent me to baptize in water said to me, He upon whom you see the Spirit descending and remaining upon him, this is the one who baptizes in the Holy Spirit. Then John says, this is in the last verse for the day, I myself have seen and have testified that this is the Son of God. So John is saying this, you know, I didn't recognize him. He declares that twice in verse 31 and verse 33. He said, I didn't see him, but I came baptizing because the Father told me. He sent me to baptize. And then he also told me, the one who sent me to baptize in water said this, the person that you see, the Spirit descending upon him, this is the one that will baptize in the Holy Spirit. And John says, I saw it. I saw the Spirit descend upon him as a dove out of heaven, and he remained upon him. And because of that, I can tell you, the Father revealed this to me. The Lord told me this, okay, told me that this was going to happen. I saw it happen. So therefore, I can declare to you that this is the one. This is the Lamb of God who has come to take away the sins of the world. This is the one who baptizes in the Holy Spirit. Okay? Baptizes in, he says it right there in verse 33, this is the one who baptizes in the Holy Spirit. Currently, locally and online, we're studying Hebrews, and we're actually at a chapter right now that talks about this in Hebrews 6, about baptisms, the basic foundational doctrines of Christ, of baptisms, more than one. And people get so distracted by that. They go, what could that be? I thought there was just one baptism. Well, actually, there's several, okay? If you go back to the Old Testament, you'll see a couple things and vivid pictures and typologies and things like that. But here in the New Testament, we see two of them right here. We see John baptized, and so there's a baptism of John, the baptism unto repentance. After Jesus is resurrected, you see there's a baptism of the faith, right? When one repents and confesses and truly calls upon the name of the Lord, you shall be saved, and you'll be baptized. So you have that. And then you have here the fact that there's one, the Lord Jesus Christ, who baptizes in the Holy Spirit. There is a baptism of the Holy Spirit. I know people get bent out of shape, they get nervous, they get all sorts of worried and all kind of things related to that kind of stuff. But there's no reason to. The scripture says it point blank, then gives several examples throughout the scripture of what is meant by this. What we see right here is that John is testifying. He's saying, no, I'm not one of the prophets. I'm not Messiah, okay? I'm not Elijah. I'm not that. I'm just the one crying in the wilderness, make straight the way of the Lord. And I'm here to declare to you, and he was really prophesying to them because he'd seen it. Remember, John the Baptist was the last Old Testament prophet. He was saying, God told me this would happen. I saw it happen. The Spirit descended as a dove from heaven and remained upon somebody. It was upon Jesus. I can declare to you, I didn't recognize it. I can see it, but I saw the Spirit descending upon him. He is the Lamb of God. He is the one who baptizes with the Holy Spirit. Isn't that exciting? Well, again, I'm Dale. Thank you so much for your time. I'll see you in the next episode.